Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Gurus podcast. Some breaking news. Viliami Kikau has reportedly signed with the Canterbury Bulldogs starting in season 2023. Just a rumour at the moment from the Daily Telegraph, but I have just seen a picture online of Kikau with his arms around Phil Gould, Trent Barrett in Canterbury kit. So you would have to assume that this one is close to a certainty. I don't know why that picture would exist if it wasn't. This is an interesting one for me. I think that Canterbury signing him, it's never a bad thing to get Viliami Kikau, but it's in 2023 and it's a four-year deal. Now, Viliami Kikau, I believe he'll be about 28 when this starts. A four-year deal for me. I love Viliami Kikau. I've got a lot of time for him, but his form, he's not the most consistent guy. He tends to sort of go up and down. When you're in a team like the Penrith Panthers, they can deal with that. When he's not going incredibly well, they just bring him off for a spell. They bring on Liam Martin, Kirk Capewell, any other back row they want that's probably a rep footballer. If Kikau wasn't in the team, realistically, Liam Martin is a rep footballer off the bench for Penrith. So I think that this guy is a very good footballer. I think in the grand final, he was sensational. And I've spoken about this a lot. A lot of people bagged him in last year's grand final. I said, fuck, I'm so impressed with the intensity he came to that grand final with against the Melbourne Storm. We've spoken about this a lot. He dropped about 80 balls that night, but it was the intent that he came into that game with, that he came to the grand final and said, I want to have an impact. I want to try and win this game for Penrith. It went the opposite way, which would have rattled the living hell out of him. A guy that is sort of a highlight sort of guy like Viliami Kikau, that could have completely ruined him. He came back in 2021, played in the grand final. I thought he was unreal in the GF. I thought that I wouldn't have had him in the Clive Churchill conversation, but the guys that just missed that conversation, I think he would be the absolute top of the pile there. So I thought Viliami Kikau was great. I love that he's played in two grand finals. I love that he has played well in both of them. He's done things that I probably didn't expect him to do. The first grand final being the intent that he came in with. Yes, it went to shit. I understand that. But you've got to appreciate the mindset of wanting to have an impact on a game on the biggest stage. And even when it is going so wrong for you, you've still got the mindset that you want the ball and you want to take on the Melbourne Storm. I love that. In the second grand final, this one, I thought he was great. Some big cover defense tackles, some big moments dislodging the ball into the in-goals off Blake Taff. A couple of big things like that. So look, I don't dislike this one for Canterbury. If you believe what the price tag is according to DT, you're looking at about 800K, which personally I think is a little bit overs. But Canterbury, to be able to get a guy like Kikau, they probably do have to pay a little bit overs realistically. But personally, I wouldn't be spending that much on a guy like Viliami Kikau. We're going to touch on the Isaiah Papali'i signing by the West Tigers later this afternoon, so stay tuned for that one. The reported amount there is 600K. I think that's about fair. Kikau, I wouldn't be paying that much money for him. It's believed that the Penrith Panthers offered him 600K. He's taken 800K at the Canterbury Bulldogs. Once again, these are all numbers that are just in the sky, floated by the Telegraph and whatnot, so don't take them as gospel. We're just going off the information we've got here. Whether it's true or not, God knows. But I would say it's somewhere in the ballpark. You would assume that the Penrith Panthers have offered him X amount, and the Canterbury Bulldogs have obviously offered him X amount plus a little bit. Yeah, so 200K, I think that'd been about the ballpark. Well done to Viliami Kikau for getting that sort of money. He is a guy that has been to two grand finals. He is a premiership winner. He is a representative footballer. He deserves it. But when I look at Canterbury, they've got so many back rows. I'm not sure if a Viliami Kikau was the sort of guy they were lacking. I'm not sure if I would have signed him for a four-year deal. I think I would have probably gone year-to-year with a guy like Viliami Kikau. Keep him hungry. Keep him keen. He comes with the experience of winning grand final, but he has already ticked that box off as well. So an interesting one moving forward. I will say this, though. I think it's smart by the Penrith Panthers, and I hope people don't take offence to this or don't think that I'm taking away from who Viliami Kikau is or what he's able to do on a football field, but they have got a lot of guys at the Penrith Panthers in their spine. They're going to be key, and if they keep that spine moving forward over the next 10 years, I think they're going to be very successful for a long time. They can lose a guy like Viliami Kikau, yeah? They are going to be able to lose a guy like him. They've already got Liam Martin, these sort of guys ready to step into that role. They've also got the best nursery in rugby league. Now, is it easy to find a guy like Viliami Kikau? No, it's not easy, but I'll tell you what. It's easier to find a guy with the high tackle break ability and the line break ability and the physicality of Viliami Kikau than it is to find someone with the temperament and between the ears of a Nathan Cleary, an Appy Kurisau, these sort of guys. They've got them in the building already. I think the guys like Viliami Kikau who are explosive, damaging, I think you can throw a dart out the window at Penrith and hit some of those guys. You might not get them all right, but if you were to bring three or four of them in, I think they can do a good enough job for the Penrith Panthers. They've got guys there that they can put straight in, like Liam Martin, these sort of fellas. I don't think losing Viliami Kikau is that catastrophic for the Penrith Panthers. I've had a lot of people message me say, good God, they're going to miss him. I'll be honest with you, I don't think they will. There will be times where they will miss him, but I really don't think it is going to be dire straits for the Penrith Panthers without this guy. It is going to be not easy, but I think it's going to be easier to replace a guy like him than to go out and find a Nathan Cleary, an Appy Kurisau, Jerome Luai, Dylan Edwards, one of these guys if they let one of those key guys go. You want to be built around your spine, yeah, and this is where they're trying to keep guys. On top of that, Isaiah Yeo, James Fisher-Harris. If you've got Nathan Cleary, Yeo, Fisher-Harris in this team for the next decade, you will be fine. You can radically fine back rowers to jump in there who are damaging, who are big, who are quick. The NRL is changing. We are moving more towards that sort of footballer. In 10, 15 years' time, Viliami Kikau style footballers, they're going to be everywhere. They kind of are now, to be honest with you. You look at Isaiah Papali'i, he's come from nowhere. David Fifita, Viliami Kikau. There is plenty of these guys getting around in the competition. I think that a guy like Tupanua at the Roosters will be looking at him in a similar vein over the next few years. There's obviously a lot of Polynesian boys that are coming into our game, and they're being very successful very quickly. And I think that's going to keep on happening moving forward. You look at junior ranks and guys that are successful in Harold Matz, SG Ball. There's going to be a heap of guys like this. Josh Schuster, I think, is an out-and-out 5'8". He jumped in the back row and he was great this year. You look on the other side, Alakuatu, very similar footballer. These guys, they are starting to pop up everywhere, and there's going to be more and more of them in the junior grades. They've got a good coaching system at the Penrith Panthers. Their job is made pretty easy. They've got State of Origin halves, and they've got, you know, State of Origin equivalent centres and forwards in that team. So getting a guy that can break tackles, that can bend a line, that's got a big body, that's awkward to handle, and chucking him in the back row, it's a pretty easy system to fall into. Look, I think this is a good one for Canterbury, but I think this is a better one for Penrith to let go. They've been successful with Kikau. It's been great. He hasn't been super consistent throughout his time at the Panthers, but he hasn't needed to be, and that's because they've got a great system. Now, personally, I don't think the Canterbury Bulldogs are looking at Kikau and spending more money on him than what the Penrith Panthers would, and thinking, oh, we can sub him on and off when he's on and off, you know, depending on if he's hot or cold that day, we can take him off, we can put him back on. I don't think they're going to have the luxury of being able to play like that. So it's a very interesting one moving forward. If they get the very best out of Kikau, they are flying. Pair him up with guys like Tevita Pangai Jr., these sort of fellas, it could be anything. It's going to be a very damaging forward pack. There's no doubt about that. But for me, I still look at this Canterbury side, and the only thing I'm concerned about, and I think the only thing anyone is concerned about, is the halfback and hooker jersey. I was just talking to my mates and I was like, geez, Canterbury, they have signed so many guys this year.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The only real jerseys that we're concerned with are 7 and 9, and they're not really signing anyone in those jerseys. They've got so many back rowers to pick from. Depth is never a bad thing, don't get me wrong. They've got so many centres and wingers and fullbacks to choose from between Dufty, Avarillo, all the centre and wings they've got there. There's so much depth that there's going to be competition for position, which is great. Forward pack is stacked from front row, second row, lock. Heap of guys there. We're trying to work out where the hell Josh Jackson's going to play. Is Paul Vaughan going to be in the starting team? He was a Kangaroo 2 years ago. There is depth everywhere. But when I look at hooker and halfback, I'm going hooker. Is it Jeremy Marshall-King? Is it Beyond Iotto? Both have ability. Jeremy Marshall-King, I don't think he has the high-end ability of the vast majority of hookers. Beyond Iotto looks good there, but I'm not sure if he's an 80-minute nine. And everyone at Canterbury tells me he's a halfback, not a hooker. I look at the 7 jersey. Is it going to be on Beyond Iotto? Is it going to be Kyle Flanagan, who seemingly all of Canterbury is off? Trent Barrett had a whole year to prepare him. But this year, when all these guys came in, he chose not to use him. He didn't even send him back to reserve grade. He just let him sit in the hotel room. He wasn't using him. Jake Avarillo, who I think it's pretty obvious he's not a halfback, he filled in there. I just worry what they're going to do with the 7 and the 9 jersey. And I look at the way that Canterbury's recruiting, and they are good players. Don't get me wrong. They are great players. But I think they need to start to fill some of these key spots that are going to make the difference. I just spoke about the Panthers, that they can see the value in having their spine sorted. And then you can mix and move guys around. You can plug back rowers in that, you know, have come out of reserve grade and are tackle break sort of guys and have high-end ability, but you don't have to rely on them. And I think this is the way you sort of build a team moving forward. You can have a guy like Kikau or whoever the next Kikau is and take him in and out of games if you have a good system. I don't think Canterbury's going to be in that sort of boat, realistically. Look, I don't think it's a bad signing for Canterbury in any way, shape, or form. He's a guy that has been to grand final day, done his very best, absolutely shit the bed, come back the year after and had a cracking game. That says the world about me. I always say, don't judge guys on their worst games. Judge them on their response to their worst games. He bounced back and was sensational in the grand final, was sensational in the final series of 2021. So Kikau, he gets a big tick from me there. But once again, you have got a second rower who is really damaging, but he's inconsistent, on the best edge in rugby league. Look at the edge that he was playing on with Brian Toto, Jerome Luai, Nathan Cleary at halfback, Matty Burton at centre. Before that, Stephen Crichton, absolutely braining it in a team that wasn't losing games of football. And whether Kikau was playing or not, when Kikau was playing, he was a plus and he was good, but I don't think he was ever really a huge game breaker for them. I think that the moments that he was coming up with in games, if he wasn't there, the Panthers probably would have found another way to get it done, to be honest with you. In saying that, grand final, he was massive. Phil Gould, Trent Barrett, they know much more about rugby league than what I do, in particular Phil Gould. So a very interesting one moving forward. But for me, I'm a little bit iffy on how he's going to go at Penrith, how this 4-year deal is going to shape up, if it's going to be worth their while. But for Penrith, I think they've got the very best out of this guy. They've got to a grand final. They've won a premiership. They've gone, okay, we've got the best out of him. It's time for him to make some coin. We're not going to pay overs for a guy that we can bring on and off the field. And realistically, we can probably find someone else that we can pay a quarter, half of what we could pay Viliami Kikau, and not get the same ability as Kikau, but get close enough to it that our good team is going to be able to build around. And this is the beauty of being in a good system at the Panthers. There's also going to be the next Viliami Kikau, the next damaging guy that's going to appear somewhere. It could be like an Alakuatu that you say, hey, we've got this team, we can win a premiership now, are you interested in coming here? And this is where the Panthers, they can start to wheel and deal, because they've got the premiership, they've got the best player in the game, they are able to say, you can come here and win a premiership, that'll knock 100, 200K off these price tags. This is the start of Penrith starting to show their brains, in my opinion. And yes, they've had a number of trips, they've stumbled a number of times, whether it's TikTok, Tyron May, you name it. But I think recruitment-wise, they're starting to make smart moves here. And as good as the Kikau is, I think it's a smart boot move by Penrith to let him go now while his stocks are high. Someone else will grab him. He's part of their family. He always has been. He'll make the money that he should. He's got the premiership under his belt. Penrith, they can move on and they can plug other guys in here and there that I think will have close to the same impact as what Kikau did, but with a lot less money being spent on them.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.